Then this week there was another cattle mutilated in the valley, and it's still going on.
Well, what does the bird look like? What's that?
A wingspread.
A what?
You see, what makes it so important, like the people who saw him at first said it was a man that was flying. And you can imagine why, because it looks so much like a man, his figure, especially when his wings are folded.
With a 20-foot wingspread.
Yes, it scared the daylights out of some people. And we had a mortician. The mortician wouldn't hear what I'm saying, would he?
No.
He practices witchcraft, a mortician. And so everybody said, it's him for sure, he's become a flying man. And this has been going on for some time. They call it the flying man. Or the Birdman.
They call it the Birdman?
Yes. They've been seeing it for some time.
And you saw it was seen 3 weeks ago here?
Yes.
And it hadn't been seen
They
since?
Saw it at the valley too. Two little girls saw it at Port Isabel. And they were driving a car without their mother's permission, so they were afraid to say. And they say that it's been seen only by Latins. I don't believe so. I believe that Anglos are more intelligent. They're not going to say. After we've been put through so much, if we say we saw it, they're not going to say. And lately in Eagle Pass, one of the men was clawed by one of those animals. The doctor says that the way the claws are, the imprints of his wounds have to be made by something like that. And then the sheriff says, no, the man has a drinking history, so we can't believe it. Can you imagine that if a man has a drinking problem, it'll be aired because he saw one of these? I don't think it's fair.
A pteranodon. That's amazing. That is really amazing.
You didn't know about that?
No, I've never heard about it. Tell me more about it. Did they describe it as looking like
yes.
It's only white?
And then you can imagine, if he's going to bring out the insides of the cattle with a beak that's 4 feet long, he can very well do it. Like this one in TV about 3 days ago, his hind leg was torn off. So it would be easy.
TV.
Yes.
There was one on...
Yes, we saw it on TV in the evening news.
They had a picture of one?
Yeah, they had the animal. It was not a picture. We could see it in TV in the news.
I didn't see that.
Well, we saw one in Los Barreras. We drove off because when my father said it had happened to him, my father is a very serious man. He doesn't joke. He's a very law-abiding man. So when he said that had happened, he wouldn't let us see his cattle either. He said it was horrible and that we were not supposed to look at it. So my brothers did see it, we didn't. Then about 2 days later, there was one in Los Barreras, a community about 4 miles. I drove off without my husband's permission. I took my daughters. I don't think they should be deprived of seeing something like that. We saw what the bird had done to a calf. And it was exactly like the one on TV. His hind leg was missing, so were his ears, his sex organs, and his tongue. And his uterus, known where you milk them, that was cut off too.
And now,
and it drains it of all their blood. I wish I could study more about these birds to see what their eating habits are like and where they're likely to stay. Now, I don't doubt this story at all but it must have been about 20 years ago. I was a little girl then. They saw this bird exactly the way they describe it now, across the border. At that time, there was an old man who also practiced witchcraft. His name was Mago Smith. And so everybody said, it must be Mago Smith. He's the devil. He takes the form of a flying man. It was good for his witchcraft business, so he said, okay, it's me. And we let it go at that the man actually flew. While all the time, I believe that these birds hatch ever so often. And that's how come you see them every 20 years or so.